Thursday, March 4th, 2021. This is Chris Ariano. I'm here with Ernie Marquez at his home in Arroyo Seco, New Mexico. My interview with Mr. Marquez is part of the Northern New Mexico Music Past and Present Project.
Hello, Chris. How's it going?
Good, Mr. Ernie. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming over. My name is Ernie Marquez, and I live here in Des Montes. I grew up in Des Montes, and my family came from Arroyo Seco, which is just a mile up the road from here. My father was raised in front of the old historic Arroyo Seco church, and my mother was right behind it. So they met in church, and they were both faithful hermanos, both of them, to the morada of our Nuestro Señor, Padre Jesús Nazareno of Arroyo Seco, or the morada de Nuestra Soledad. And so was my mother. They were both members of the morada.
Or she'd have been like a Carmelita, is that what they would call
that? No, I think they had their own fraternity también. Fraternidad. De San Antonio. La Fraternidad de San Antonio, nosotros los hombres, or my dad, shall I say, and my grandfather, Gravier Marquez Sr. My dad was Gravier Marquez Jr. They both were hermanos at the morada de Nuestro Señor, de Padre Jesús Nazareno, from Arroyo Seco.
Yeah. So how old were you, Ernie, when you first learned about La Morada?
Well, I actually was born into it.
You were just born
into it? Yeah, because, I remember going to the morada when I was real little, playing outside, not really knowing what was happening at that time, playing with snakes outside or whatever, like a typical little boy.
Yeah.
While they were inside, doing a lot of prayer, a lot of prayer.
Yeah. I grew up with that too, there in Garcia. So Costilla and Garcia. Yeah. Kind of grew up into it too, but I never was part of the morada, but I always paid attention to what was going on and to all the alabados and the songs, all those prayers that they would do. I remember I'm doing like a lot of for services and stuff, or funerals, they'd
pray rosaries.
Special rosaries, and then sing certain songs. And
yeah, well, it's everybody's every Catholic duty to pray and see the dead off, send them off in a good way, and pray for them, pray for the dead all the time. And we need to visit the people in jail, the people in the hospitals, in the nursing homes. And this time of the season, for Lent, which we are right now in the past the second Sunday of Lent, tomorrow will be the second Good Friday. The second Friday of Lent, and with this restrictions that we have here in New Mexico, we can't gather like we should or should be able to. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we're just the hermanos are gathering up at the morada and going through the whole process of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. But before the restrictions, we used to at 10 in the morning go to the nursing homes, mm-hmm. and go through, recite the what our Lord Jesus Christ went through, the Passion with them. It's called the Via Crucis, the Stations of the Cross, mm-hmm. and pray for them and pray with them at the nursing home. And then in the evenings that same Friday at 6 or 6:30, I think it is, at the church, and go through them there too. And then right after that, we go to the morada and keep praying stay in prayer until late at night, till about 11 or 12 at night, and then come home late. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of prayer, a lot of, oraciones, and pray for everybody. And I get excited for for when we enter the holy the Lenten season, it's like our the time for us to really do what we do.
Right.
You know, that's the time when our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, 40 days and 40 nights and mm-hmm. everything that he went through, we go through it, you know, right. in our morada. But this year, all we can do is, we're still praying, of course. But, you know, as far as exercises, it's just the Via Crucis outdoors okay. at the morada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where the morada that you're part of, is that in Arroyo Seco or Taos? Or
yeah, what? No, the morada de Nuestro Señor de Jesús, Padre Jesús Nazareno, Fraternidad, the morada is called Nuestra Señora de la Soledad. It's located right behind the post office there in Seco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, what I remember when I was, you know, growing up listening to the prayers and stuff, are like the alabados that they would sing. And how did you learn some of those? Is it just, was it all passed down, or how did you learn on the songs?
Well, the basic prayers, you know, we learned in church and catechism and all that teaching that we got when we were younger. But, you know, any specific prayers and in Spanish and alabados was when I got into the morada and became an hermano. That's when I really started learning all the everything that I know now, which isn't a lot, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm so happy that I do know quite a bit to at least continue.
Yeah, it always seemed like when they were doing the alabados at, and I don't know if it's how it is, but I remember, like, growing up, I don't remember them looking at the, like, the words on paper or anything. I feel like almost like the main admon or something would start it, and then it seems like everybody just kind of starts singing, and it's like all by memory, and then they all just follow each other on the melody. There's never like a guitar or
nothing
to back it up.
It's just all a cappella.
It's a cappella.
I hope that one of these days I get to that point myself, mm-hmm. to where to where I know all these lyrics and everything, all the alabados by heart, which mm-hmm. I love to do. The tradition going.
Do you guys have like a certain set of alabados that you guys do in the morada, or is it just depending on what you guys are celebrating? That's
what it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. it depends what we're celebrating. You know, we throughout the year, you know, like in September, we have the celebration of Nuestra Señora de Dolores right there in Arroyo Hondo. Mm-hmm. So we sing, you know, songs, alabados, and the prayers for, you know, our Madre de Dolores, you know. Mm-hmm. And we get invited to go pray the seven sorrowful mysteries at the Santuario in Chimayo in one of the Tuesdays for Holy Week. So we sing songs for that particular. And then when we're doing rosaries for the dead, mm-hmm. well, you know, there's songs that are, you know,
specific
to that. And prayers are for the, you know, they're basic. And
do when you guys like get invited to the Santuario, do a lot of the different moradas from the area come together there, or is it
you
guys specifically?
No, because you know what? It's just us specifically, because for Holy Week, all the moradas are having their own celebrations at their places.
Oh, okay.
You know, so sometimes when we're having our, you know, all our activities for Holy Week in our morada, and from what I've heard, and I've seen it, but witnessed it a couple of times when we get visitors from mm-hmm. other moradas. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have like kind of like somebody being vigilant outside all the time, constantly.
Yeah.
And once they hear the alabaos coming from down the road, then he comes in and tells us we got visitors. So it's beautiful. You should see, I get chills in my skin just talking about it. It's at night, and you can hear the alabals way over there coming, and then they get closer and closer, and then we answer from this side, and then they say one from that side, and then we answer from this side, and they come and do the same adorations that we do when we first get to the morada, is go straight to the cross and thank Jesus for everything, and then they go and do what is called the entrada, and and it's beautiful. It's beautiful celebrations. And
when you guys are, like, when you said, like, you're answering, that you mean like they'll sing an alabado, and then you guys will sing one back to them, or you sometimes respond to what they're
sometimes
singing?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes we listen. You know, like I said, I've had a chance to witness it once or twice, but I've heard stories when, you know, they've actually gone real extensive with it.
Yeah, my tio Joseph told me some about that. They used to go to Albuquerque to this one. I forget the name of that one. But he was telling me a similar story where the morada would come and sing their songs, and then they would come together and pray. And
yeah,
that sounds really beautiful. Were there any particular alabadas that you remember that you like to sing that are special to you, or
they're all special. I like being in the morada because I get a chance to pray, which we all need to do nowadays, especially. I've been an hermano for about 7 years now, and it's just the tip of the iceberg because there's some of them that are been there for 60 some years or so, and they're wise, and they know what, you know, teach us. They, you know, we have teachings at night, you know, when we're after we do our prayers and stuff, and you know, we have teachings, and they teach us, you know, about all the, for example, like the Our Father has seven parts. You know, it's three parts directed to God and four parts for us, you know, and I don't know if anybody knows. And the Our Father is the most powerful prayer because it was recited by Jesus himself, came out of his mouth. Right. And he made the Our Father. It's the most powerful prayer that we have. And we all use it, and we should use it.
That's a good way to look at it, the different parts of it.
Yeah.
And that's probably what they do, huh?
They teach us the parts. They break it down and teach us what parts are, you know, they are, and why. And
That I like that. Because I remember, you know, growing up too, I just remember memorizing a lot of prayers, but not until, I mean, probably not so long ago did I really, do you pay attention to what you're saying? You know, it's not just words coming out, but you're trying to think of the parts or the meaning of what you're saying, you know, and it's not just recited, you're in tune with it more.
Well, for my part, I'm so enthusiastic about it is that when they ask, well, who wants to lead this exercise that we're going to do now, this prayer, and I immediately raise up my hand and say, I'll do it. I'll do it, so I can learn, you know. And I've been, you know, praying the rosaries for funerals and stuff like that too, me along with another, you know, and we alternate. But and then of course, you know, I have a background singing, so I love to sing, you know, and lead the alabaos and you know, make it known what we're actually doing, you know.
Yeah, you're a great singer, Ernie, for sure. Ernie's part of a local band here in New Mexico, the Mezcal group, and that he started, and we'll get more into that little bit later. But anyway, Ernie, could you sing one of the alabados?
I'll sing a little piece of one of the exercises that I was doing the other day. This one's called La Pasión de Nuestro Señor.
Let me do a pause on this real quick, and then we'll start on the song.